Welcome to Scripture Adventures, where we seek the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasure. Today's episode is a little different. It's not part of a planned series or teaching I had. This is a special message from my heart right here in the Hill Country of Texas. Over the past few days, my home state has experienced a devastating flood, particularly in the beautiful Hill Country. Towns that many of us love and hold dear, places filled with charm, history, and natural beauty, were hit hard. On July 4th, the Guadalupe River rapidly overflowed, washing through homes, camps, and businesses within a matter of minutes. The aftermath has impacted lives and memories forever. This flood hit close to home for my family. We had our annual Hill Country trip scheduled. The reservation was made at an Airbnb right on the Guadalupe. It's one of our favorite places to visit, a place that always provides us with the peace and restoration our souls long for. But sadly, that home, like so many others, was caught in the flood's path, and their family faced devastating losses. Today, I just want to sit with you and talk about what it means to trust God when the waters rise. What do we do when the flood isn't just on the news? It's at our doorsteps. So what do we do when life feels swept away? Maybe you're listening to this and you felt it too. Disruption, devastation, the feeling that something solid just got swept away. It might not be literal water for you. It could be grief, anxiety, anger, frustration, uncertainty, or possibly financial pressure. I want to remind us all, God is not absent in the chaos. One of the scriptures that I've been holding on to is Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Not if, when. Not you might face some trouble, but when you do, you won't be alone. You see, God never promised a flood-free life, but he did promise his faithful presence. So what does God's word say in the middle of a crisis? Let's let the scripture speak comfort into the storm. Look at Psalms 46:1-3. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. He is not far off. He is ever present. Even when our emotions can't catch up to the earth, he is with us. Romans 8:38-39 gives us this promise. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Not water, not chaos, not grief, not even our own doubts. And then Jesus said in John 16:33, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. He never denies the reality of trouble, but he reminds us where our hope lies. So what can we do? In times like this, we wonder that. So let's talk about what it looks like. First, pray. Prayer is one of the most powerful tools we have, and one that we often feel is not good enough. But I want to encourage you to pray for families who are facing devastating loss of property, of pets and livestock, of businesses, and those who are grieving the loss of loved ones. Pray for the first responders and volunteers. Pray for elected governing officials. Pray for our community and for our nation. Pray for a peace that passes understanding. Second, consider giving wisely. If you want to donate, I urge you to be cautious. Sadly, scams show up even in a tragedy. Look for trusted organizations like local churches, known and vetted charities, or city-led relief funds. Third, show up if you can. If you're nearby and able, join cleanup efforts. If you're not, consider delivering meals and gathering supplies to send to with relief organizations coming that way. And finally, speak life. This is something all of us can do. If you know someone impacted, be there when they need a shoulder to lean on or an ear to listen. If that isn't possible, send a text. Let them know you're praying and that God is with them. Sometimes the most powerful ministry is presence. Let's cling to a word of hope. Here's what I want you to remember. Even in destruction, God is building something redemptive. Even in the mess, He is still moving. And even when we're exhausted or unsure, we can hold on to the anchor of His love. So if you're hurting today or watching someone else walk through loss, don't run from God. Run to Him. Because when the waters rise, He is with you. Always has been and always will be. Thank you for letting me speak to your heart today. If this episode encouraged you, share it with someone who needs this hope. And take a moment this week to pray, give, or serve, however the Lord leads you. I want to leave you with the words of Isaiah again. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Until next time, keep seeking the wisdom of God like silver and searching for it like hidden treasure.